I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India deals another blow to religious freedom. Four more states are considering anti-conversion laws. Police often use these laws to persecute Christians and other religious minorities. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says the laws put their partners at risk.
We're in touch with them, urging them to continue their outreach, but be careful, be cautious. Things where we reach out in love and provide blankets or clothing or food or things like that can easily be misconstrued by anti-Christians as, oh, they're enticing them with these material goods. And it's unfortunate because they don't understand that what our partners are offering is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
And many schools in Lebanon have reopened, including Beirut Baptist School, a ministry of LSESD. Principal Alice Wazir says the Beirut explosion damaged several classrooms this summer. But now the kids are back in school. They have to follow strict protocols to combat COVID-19. In addition to a new cleaning routine, BBS can only host 50% of all students on campus.
We installed plexi safety shields on every desk, so students will come to school wearing their masks, and when they sit all day long in this desk. We have two nurses on daily basis taking temperature. We take temperature on arrival, and we take temperature every 1 hour for every single child on campus.
Pray many will see Christ's love shining through BBS in an upcoming year full of challenges for Lebanon. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org on Earth Radio.